Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Alan Simpson of the Deficit Commission says Congress has been living high for decades, but the time has come to pay the bar tab, and it's a doozy.
This is it. No more fun and games, smoke and mirrors, alchemy, trickery, cunning, CYA, demagoguery, and making promises we can't possibly keep.
Oh boy, it's time for one of those talks.
That's right, sit down. We need to talk seriously now about money.
This is it.
Congress and the Debt Commission have an uncomfortable conversation. Is this the end of a beautiful relationship?
No matter what anyone says, they probably can't be just friends. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, December 2nd. I can't believe it's already December, but here we are. Already time to deal with the deficit.
That conversation will go well between the Commission and Congress. We'll get some hints of that later on this morning in two interesting interviews on the deficit. But let's check the morning's top news. The latest episode of trolling through those WikiLeaks spilled secrets. U.S. diplomatic cables allege Russia has become a virtual mafia state. With widespread corruption, bribery, and protection rackets, Vladimir Putin comes under attack as an oddly disengaged prime minister who often works from home. And Turkey's prime minister is threatening a lawsuit over the release of one cable suggesting he hid money in Swiss bank accounts. Meanwhile, freelance computer hackers helped the U.S. government boot WikiLeaks from Amazon's computer network. That stopped the leak for a while, but the website returned within hours, this time publishing from a fortified bunker in Sweden.
The bunker mentality has actually taken hold in Washington. There's a House vote today on whether to extend Bush-era tax cuts. Democrats want to make them permanent for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says he can't understand why Republicans support tax cuts for the wealthy while opposing the extension of long-term unemployment benefits.
Nothing could be more completely out of whack than to watch a debate about billionaire tax cuts while people lose their unemployment benefits.
Meanwhile, President Obama's deficit commission is set to vote tomorrow on the plan aimed at trimming the deficit. North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad is one of the seven commission members supporting the plan.
We have to be very, very square with the American people where this is headed. We are borrowing 40 cents of every dollar we spend. Now, that can't go on very long.
They need 14 yes votes for that deficit commission plan to pass. Congress did agree on one thing, though, yesterday. It needs more money. The House passed a bill giving federal agencies another 2 weeks of funding, and it still needs Senate approval. If it is not passed, most government agencies will have to shut down tomorrow night.
New disclosures, not from WikiLeaks, from the Federal Reserve, show it gave out more than $3 trillion in emergency aid during the financial meltdown in 2008. Wasn't just for banks. McDonald's, General Electric, Harley-Davidson, and Verizon received some of the 21,000 loans the Fed handed out. And the White House has reversed itself. It now says it won't pursue offshore drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico or anywhere else along the East Coast.
We're going to find out later this morning who gets to host the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. England is the favorite for 2018, but a joint bid by Spain and Portugal is considered a strong contender there. For 2022, the U.S. is believed to lead the pack.
What about 2056? Who's up for that?
I don't know.
2080.
I don't think they work that far in advance. Asian and European FIFA. Markets are, you know, hey, it's hard to put together a big event like that. You've got to plan ahead.
I guess.
Asian and European markets are up, and so are futures. The Dow starts at 11,255, the S&P at 1,206, and the NASDAQ at 2,549. I mean, you got to come up with
today.
A logo.
That's not 2022, those futures.
No, I'm just saying you need a logo, you need a theme song.
FIFA knows really about futures. You got to come up with one of those instruments.
Yeah, a mascot. Yeah. You got to think of how to get enough vuvuzelas into Africa. It's difficult. In any case, later on, we're going to be talking about the millions of Americans still possibly losing their unemployment benefits. We'll talk to one guy who lost his benefits months ago and how he's gotten by.
And the hard conversation about the deficit in Congress coming up.